Welcome to Law Review Radio, a program about danger, suspense, legal issues, and the ties which bind them. Law Review Radio is a call-in program featuring legal topic experts, celebrities, and your questions. Hosted by Ron Zapp, a Tucson attorney focusing on estate planning and elder issues, but eager to venture into any legal or entertainment topic, and maybe some illegal ones. The purpose of Law Review Radio is education and entertainment. Nothing broadcast here should be construed as legal advice, and no attorney-client relationship is established by listening. The opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect those of the station or its advertisers, and is strictly that of the host, callers, and guests. And now that that's out of the way, let the fun begin.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
Welcome, Southern Arizona, people in Tucson, listening on 1030 AM KVOI The Voice, Douglas KAPR 930, and in Globe KJAA 1240. Welcome to Law Review Radio. This is your host, Ronald Zack. I'm a local attorney in Tucson, and the focus of my practice, as some of you know, is estate planning and elder law, although the firm does practice in some other areas as well. On this show, we talk about anything that's touched by the law, anything the law touches, and we have a variety of topics. I do occasionally bring up issues related to end of life, disability planning, death, and incapacity. Those are the things that I deal with on a daily basis. We have a guest today who I'll be introducing shortly, and we're going to be learning about service to the community, and the guest is Steve Pender from Family Legacy Video, and he has a website. You can find him at familylegacyvideo.com, and we'll be talking to him about how you can preserve your story, leave a legacy, and it's something that we often talk about with my estate planning clients. Welcome, Steve. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Ron. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. One of the reasons I have asked Steve to be a guest is because in my estate planning practice particularly, I often have people who want to find ways to leave more than money. Money is nice. Things are good. Everybody, you know, is always happy to get that kind of inheritance. But that's not what they miss about the person after they're gone. And it's not always what they want. It's the memories, the stories, the values, the life lessons. And to that end, I do some workshops sometimes in that concept of ethical wills where we look at that, not what you want people to have after you're gone, but what you want them to know and to remember. And this, I think, is what your business is about. Steve, can mm-hmm. I call you Steve? Is that okay?
Please do.
and you have a business called Family Legacy Video. Mm-hmm. And on the heading of your website, you have the phrase, "Your life stories are your legacy." Mm-hmm. And that's something I believe. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm what's called in the business a personal historian, and I specialize in what are called video biographies. You can think of them, if you're familiar with, say, Ken Burns, who has done those great documentaries on the Civil War and jazz and what have you, or any of the documentaries you might have seen on History Channel or what have you. Those are the kinds of things I specialize in, except instead of these grand subjects like World War II, I create personal documentaries. So it would be the story of your life, you know, or your great-grandparents' life or your grandparents and that sort of thing. So that's what I specialize in doing. And really, I think what you said earlier about the idea of exactly what comprises a legacy, you know, it's more than just an inheritance. There was mm-hmm. – and I actually have facts to back this up because there was a study, Allianz, the insurance company.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
2005, they released a study called the American Legacy Study, and what they had done was they went out and they surveyed a group of baby boomers. You know, I think there were folks about 40 to 59 years of age, and then a group of elders. and 65 and over, about their attitudes towards what inheritances are and what legacies are. And it was very interesting that what they came back with was that both groups said that, you know, an inheritance really just relates to, as you said, money. But a legacy is much more in depth, and a legacy really encompasses, you know, the facets of an individual's life that include family traditions and history and sharing stories and values, and that's what really motivates me in my business, helping folks to pass along those life stories, those values, those experiences that are really going to benefit future generations.
That Allian study was very specific, if I remember it, in the types of questions it asked people, what mm-hmm. was important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that were important to them were these stories, weren't they?
Absolutely. You know, for me, one of the most cogent points that came out of that study that really spoke to me as a video biographer, a personal historian, was the fact that at one point they asked the boomers. They said, if you had a choice, okay, if it came down to you get the money or you get the life stories and the wishes and the values of your parents and your grandparents passed on to you and your children, what would you take? And nobody picked the money. So I thought that was very telling, and so it's become my passion and my mission to help folks preserve, celebrate, and share their stories in a way that they can easily pass them down to enjoy them now, of course, but have them in a form that can be passed down to generations to come. And we do that through my specialty is video, and that's how we do it.
Yeah, one of my mentors in estate planning, another attorney and a financial planner, wrote a book, which I think you're familiar with. He's Scott Farnsworth.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. His book, Like a Library Burning, and it's based on that quote that when somebody dies, it's like a library burning if you haven't preserved all these stories. Now your particular work is through video. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your background? Do you film these with your telephone?
No, we're a little more professional than that. I've been in the video business as a producer, scriptwriter, video editor for about 33 plus years now. I got my start on the East Coast working for a public relations company and was with them maybe a little over 8 years, and then I went independent freelance. And in that time, doing a lot of work for businesses and not-for-profits and telling my clients' stories. What got me on the path to personal history was actually a project that I completed in 1998, and that was with my paternal grandmother. I was the firstborn of the grandchildren of my generation, and I always feel that I had kind of a personal or special bond with my grandmother. She loved us all, but there was always something she said about that first one. And I was blessed to have had her and a lot of my grandparents actually live well into my adult years. And finally it dawned on me one day that, gee, you know, Graham's not going to be around forever, and what can I do? I mean, by this point, we had an extended family, lots of nieces and nephews, grandkids that were much younger than I am or than I was at the time, and who would never know her the way that I knew her. And I thought, well, what could I do? And, of course, being in video, I thought, well, let me create a little documentary about her life. So we had her up to our apartment in New Jersey one day, had professional lighting and camera, and I taped an interview with her. And this was in 1995. Well, I got busy and put the tapes up on the shelf, and it wasn't until about 3 years later that I started thinking, oh, you know, I really better get this done. So I took the tapes down off the shelves, listened to them, watched them again, worked with my grandmother to collect all of her photos. She had a huge box in a closet, and nothing was marked. So my wife, Helena, and I sat down with her one day, and we went through and we marked all the photos and figured out how we could use them in the video, and then I put together, luckily one of my corporate clients let me use their studio to do my editing at that point, and I put together what for me I think will always be the video project of which I'm most proud, the story of my grandmother's life. Unfortunately, she didn't get to see it before she died. And the morning after I heard that she died, I kind of sat down in the living room, put it in the VCR at the time, and invited her in and played it. So I like to think that we watched it together that day. And I'd been hoping on planning a kind of a family premiere, and so that premiere kind of became the repast following her funeral. And it was quite a roller coaster day of emotions, but it was a celebration. And it really planted in me the seed of the value of a project like this, where you create a video where the storyteller, as I like to call them, storytellers, actually just speak and tell their stories. And then we can, depending on how extensively they want to produce the video and how much of a budget we have to work with, we can bring in all these other elements, all these other tools of the visual storyteller's art, like photos, family films, and even go out and do archival research and bring in information that the family doesn't have, and things like graphics and music, to really make it a full-blown documentary-style production. And it's an incredible legacy, or part of a legacy, and it's something that becomes a true family keepsake, kind of an instant keepsake. The families celebrate the moment they're completed and that they can pass along to the upcoming generations.
And your grandmother lives on.
She does. You know, I had one of my aunts told me one day, and it just kind of really struck me. She said, you know, whenever I miss, her mother, whenever I miss mom, I play the video and she's alive again. And that's really part and parcel of what we do. So it's, you know, during my video career, I've always enjoyed working in the field, but there were times when I would think, maybe like we all do, well, is there something more? Is there something more I can do with this? What's it all really mean? And I think that's what I found. I found my niche and I found my passion working in this part of the video field.
You're based here in Tucson, aren't you?
Oh, sure. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you seem to be doing work all over the country, if not the world.
I do. I travel across the country. We have some products that I've sold around the world, which is kind of neat. And so, yeah, I'm not limited to just the Tucson area. I'll travel wherever I need to go. I have mentioned earlier my background doing corporate work. A lot of that involved travel. So I'm comfortable with travel. And I like to go where folks are. And I find that interviewing storytellers in places where they're comfortable is very important and contributes to a good interview. So I like to go to folks' homes and talk to them there. So, yeah, East Coast, West Coast, North, South, doesn't much matter. We'll go to where the client happens to be.
Oh, and I've looked at several of your DVDs that you've produced, and these are incredibly elaborate, researched, polished, professional, and look expensive.
Well, yeah, the thing that's really interesting for me is that each project is really custom and each is different. And so while I can't speak to specific prices, I can give you some ideas and some ranges.
How much does this cost?
You know, the full-blown documentary style productions that you got to watch and folks can watch some samples on my website. You know, those generally start in at least $15,000 to $20,000 and go up from there, because a lot of things factor in. A lot of the work comes in the what we call the post-production side of things, the editing, putting it all together, and that can encompass a lot of time. So that adds to the expense. Of course, my clients all tell me that it's worth it. You know, the end result is worth it. But you know, you do have to be able to afford that sort of thing in the first place, and so they go up from there. I've had projects in excess of $40,000 and $50,000, and you know, I've done things for as low as maybe $4,000 or $5,000. So it really all depends on exactly what we're doing. If we're doing we can always give you a good interview. I mean, I don't skimp on the interviews. We like them well. They're well composed and researched. It's what we do with the interview afterwards. So a less expensive project would be, say, doing an interview, maybe some very light editing, putting that on a DVD, and here you are. You know, and then at that upper end, it's where we're making it more of a documentary, and we're spending a lot of time doing research, not into just the kinds of things, the visuals, photos, whatever the families can provide us, but then going out, as I mentioned, and going to Library of Congress, going to other archives, you know, drawing in a lot of those other materials. So that's really what adds a lot to the expense. So that's kind of a range, you know, but I would encourage anybody who's interested, who has something they want to do, to just give me a call and we can talk about what's possible for what you might have to spend.
And I noticed on your website that you also have a variety of products to help people do their own production.
Yeah, well, actually, when I kind of came full circle when I was first thinking about starting the company, I wasn't sure that folks would actually want to or be able to hire me, you know, to mm-hmm. produce a soup to nuts production. So the first thing I came up with was a do-it-yourself guide aimed at families, folks with little or no video experience, and that's on a CD-ROM, and folks can order it off the site. And we've expanded since then to offer some royalty-free music, so you can buy this music and use it in your video production and not have to worry about paying royalties or any additional fees past what you pay for the disc. Mm-hmm. And for a while here in Tucson, I was conducting workshops, in-person workshops, and those worked well for a while, but it was a challenge getting folks to travel in, so I've adapted those to a webinar format, and recordings of those are also on the site. And I mentioned coming full circle. When I produced the CD-ROM guide, I'm a member of a Rotary Club here in town, Catalina Club, and I'd asked folks when the disc was in the testing stage to test it for me. And one of the fellows, members of the club who tested it, came back to me and he said, well, it's a great guy, a guide rather, but my wife and I, we just can't do something like this. So we'd like to hire you to do it. So the whole idea came full circle, and I thought, okay. So I now have a do-it-yourself side to the business, because I recognize that there are folks that either, A, you know, might not be able to afford the service but still, you know, want to create a family project, a family video project, and then there are folks who don't want to do the do-it-yourself side, so they can hire us for the custom production. So I like to cover both sides, and I think that serves my purposes, because while it's my passion, it's my mission, it's my career, I also want to make sure that we save as many of these stories as possible to pass along. So that's why we have those do-it-yourself resources there as well.
And you can also serve as a personal coach.
Yeah, we, as a matter of fact, you talk about around the world, I offer some one-on-one coaching, and it can be over the phone. We can do Skype. I actually coached a fellow in Perth, Australia last week over Skype, which was pretty cool. So, that we just do on an hourly basis, like $75 an hour if somebody wants to sit down with me and get some coaching on a project they're working on. We can do that as well.
So we're coming close to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. How does somebody contact you if they want to talk to you about this, if they need more information? How would they go about doing that?
Sure. Well, they could the website, first of all, is a good place to start, familylegacyvideo.com, and then there's a contact page there. They can submit the inquiry form, and then it'll go right to me. Local calls, it's just the 520 area code, and the number is 743-4090, and then I have an 800 number, which is on the website.
Well, and
which
and
I forget what it is, but it's on the website.
And the website is 888 number. familylegacyvideo.com. Mm-hmm. Steve, thank you very much for being here. Thank you, everybody who's listening, and I always like to thank KVOI for allowing me the privilege of being here. And particularly Charles Heller, who's my mentor in radio, Harry, my wonderful producer and co-host, studio audience, the wardrobe and makeup team here at KVOI for keeping me looking so good.
Oh, you look marvelous.
Thank you.